Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children, sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people and real events that happened during the Restoration, or beginning of the Church in our time, not that long ago. You'll notice after the title of each chapter is a date of when each story happened. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Doctrine and Covenants Stories book published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. If you remember last time, we read chapter 56, More Trouble for the Saints, 1843 to 1844. Most of the people who lived near Nauvoo were not members of the church. Many of them did not like the saints and began to make trouble for them. Some of the people gathered together in mobs. They stole the saints' animals and burned their barns and homes. They tried to get the saints to leave Nauvoo. The police and the soldiers would not stop the mobs. The governor would not help the saints. Joseph Smith had told the saints in Nauvoo that they would have trouble. He knew that someday they would have to leave Nauvoo and go far away to a place where no one would bother them. Joseph Smith had a meeting with the apostles and some other men. He told them to find a place where the saints could live if they had to leave Nauvoo. Joseph looked at maps of the land. The maps showed a place where there were tall mountains and wide valleys. Joseph knew this would be a good place for the saints. Some people in Nauvoo who had been members of the church turned against it. They hated Joseph Smith and wanted to kill him. They started a newspaper and wrote bad things about Joseph and the saints. City leaders in Nauvoo were angry about the newspaper. Because it published lies, these leaders felt they had legal authority to stop it. Some men went to the newspaper building and burned the newspapers and destroyed the printing press. This caused the enemies of the church to be even more angry. Last time we also read chapter 57, The Prophet is Killed, June 1844. The enemies of the church blamed Joseph Smith for the problems in Nauvoo, and they wanted him and other leaders to be arrested. But after Joseph was arrested, a judge said he had done nothing wrong and let him go. The mobs were angry that Joseph Smith had been released. They threatened to attack Nauvoo. They even threatened to tar and feather one of the judges. Joseph asked the governor of Illinois to stop the mobs, but the governor believed the mobs' lies and would not help. Joseph Smith knew he might be put in jail again, and he was afraid his brother Hiram would also be put in jail. Joseph told Hiram to take his family and go to another city, but Hiram would not leave his brother. Joseph Smith felt that if he and Hiram left Nauvoo, the mobs would not hurt the saints. They decided to go across the river and hide. Then they would go west to find another place for church members to live. Some people thought Joseph Smith was running away because he was afraid. Emma Smith, Joseph's wife, sent some friends to find him and ask him to come back. Joseph thought he would be killed if he returned to Nauvoo, but he did what his friends wanted him to do. The day after Joseph and Hiram returned to Nauvoo, they and other city leaders went to Carthage, a town about 20 miles away. In Carthage, they were arrested on false charges, and Joseph, Hiram, and some of their friends were put in jail until a trial could be held. Joseph, Hiram, and their friends were in jail for 3 days. During this time, mobs threatened them and said bad things about them. While in jail, Joseph and his friends prayed and read the Book of Mormon. John Taylor sang one of Joseph's favorite songs about Jesus. By the afternoon of June 27, 1844, only Joseph, Hiram, John Taylor, and Willard Richards were still in Carthage jail. At about 5 o'clock, a mob of more than 100 men stormed the jail. Some members of the mob shot at the windows, and others ran past the guard and up the stairs to the room where Joseph and his friends were. The brethren tried to keep the door shut, but there were too many people for them to defend themselves. The mob pushed open the door and shot Hiram Smith. When Joseph saw that Hiram was dead, he cried out, "Oh, dear brother Hiram!" The mob also shot John Taylor, who was seriously wounded but not killed. They did not shoot Willard Richards. After Hiram and John Taylor were shot, Joseph Smith ran to the window. He was hit by 2 bullets fired from the doorway of the room and a 3rd bullet fired from outside the jail. He cried, "O Lord, my God," and fell out the window. The prophet was dead. He had given his life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. The bodies of Joseph and Hiram Smith were taken to Nauvoo, where they were buried. Their families and other members of the church were very sad. The prophet Joseph Smith did much important work. He translated the Book of Mormon. Jesus restored his church through him. Joseph Smith sent missionaries to teach the gospel in other lands. He led the saints in building a beautiful city. God loved Joseph Smith. The saints also loved him. Joseph Smith did more for our eternal salvation than anyone except Jesus Christ. Today's story picks up where we just ended, after the death of the prophet Joseph Smith. Now the church needed a new leader. Read along with us about how the saints knew who had the authority to lead the church after the prophet's death in Chapter 58 of Doctrine and Covenant Stories, A New Leader for the Church, July to August 1844.
After the prophet Joseph Smith was killed, the church did not have a president.
The saints were not sure who should be their leader. Most of the apostles were away on missions.
Sidney Rigdon had been Joseph Smith's counselor, but he had not obeyed the Lord and had moved away from Nauvoo.
When Sidney Rigdon heard that Joseph Smith was dead, he came back to Nauvoo. He wanted to be the leader of the church.
The apostles who were away on missions also came back to Nauvoo when they learned of Joseph Smith's death.
Brigham Young was the leader of the apostles. He said the Lord had given the apostles the authority to lead the church until a new president was chosen.
The members of the church had a meeting. First, Sidney Rigdon spoke to them and said he should be the leader of the church.
Then Brigham Young spoke and said the apostles should lead the church. The Holy Ghost was with them.
Brigham Young's voice sounded like Joseph Smith's voice, and to some people even looked like Joseph Smith.
The saints knew that God had chosen the apostles to lead the church, and they all voted to accept the apostles as their leaders.
Sidney Rigdon was angry. He went back to his home and started a church of his own.
He was no longer a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Let's talk about it. What were the saints unsure of after the death of Joseph Smith? Nicole?
They weren't sure who should be their leader.
Good. Anne?
They weren't sure who should be the next prophet of the church.
Where were most of the apostles when Joseph Smith was killed? James?
They were on missions.
That's right. Savannah?
Away on missions.
Anne, who was Sidney Rigdon?
Sidney Rigdon was a counselor of Joseph Smith, but he did not believe in the Lord and moved away from Nauvoo. Later, he claimed he should be the next prophet of the church.
Okay. And Nicole?
Sidney Rigdon was Joseph Smith's counselor and his best friend.
How had Sidney Rigdon disobeyed the Lord? Daniel?
He moved away from Nauvoo.
Gabe?
He had moved away from Nauvoo.
What did Sidney do when he heard that Joseph Smith was dead? Anne?
Sidney Rigdon came back to Nauvoo and said he was to be the next president of the church.
Savannah?
Sidney Rigdon came back to Nauvoo.
When the apostles who were away on missions learned of Joseph's death, what did they do? James?
They came back to Nauvoo.
Good. Nicole?
They all went back to Nauvoo.
Who was the leader of the apostles at this time? Anne?
Brigham Young.
That's right. What did Brigham Young say the Lord had given the apostles the authority to do? Gabe?
The authority to lead the church?
Exactly. Daniel?
Lead the church.
In a meeting of the church to vote on a new leader, Sidney Rigdon spoke to the members, and what did he tell them? Nicole?
He should be the new leader of the church.
Anne?
He said he was chosen to be the next prophet of the church.
And who did Brigham Young say should lead the church? James?
The apostles.
As Brigham Young spoke, what happened to help the saints know that the Lord had chosen the apostles to lead his church? Gabe?
His voice sounded like Joseph Smith's, and to some people he even looked like Joseph Smith.
That's right, exactly. Who did the saints vote to accept as their leaders at the meeting? Anne?
The apostles.
How can you know today that the living prophet has been chosen by the Lord? Savannah?
I can pray to know.
Good. Daniel?
You can pray to know if it's true, and the Holy Ghost can tell you.
Great. James?
You can pray and the Holy Ghost will testify.
How can you show your faith in and support of the living prophet today? Anne?
I can listen to his talks in general conference.
Great. James?
Follow his counsel.
Good. What did Sidney Rigdon do after he was not made the leader of the church? Savannah?
He went back home and started his own church.
Anne?
He became angry. He moved away from Nauvoo and started a church of his own.
Excellent. Why can't a man appoint himself leader of the church as Sidney Rigdon wanted to do? Gabe?
They don't have the authority.
That's right. James?
A man could teach the wrong things, but God always teaches the truth.
Excellent. Anne?
He didn't have the authority, and he wasn't chosen by God.
Wonderful. Daniel, who held the keys of the priesthood and the authority to lead the church after the death of Joseph Smith?
The apostles.
Excellent. Who holds the keys after the death of the president of the church today? James?
The 12 apostles.
Savannah? Who is the president of the church today? Daniel?
President Thomas S. Monson.
Do you know who will become the new president of the church when President Monson dies? Anne?
Boyd K. Packer.
Yes, President Packer is currently the president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and the president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles becomes the next president of the church when the current prophet dies. How does it make you feel to know that the Lord knows who the next prophet will be? James?
Good.
Makes you feel good. Excellent. Anne?
Grateful.
Grateful. Savannah?
Sure, safe, and great.
Sure, safe, and great. I love that. Daniel?
It makes me feel glad that we won't have to have a big debate about who will be the next prophet.
That makes me feel glad, too. Excellent. I know that Brigham Young was chosen by the Lord to lead the church after Joseph Smith's death, and that Thomas S. Monson has been chosen by the Lord to lead the church today. I know that the Lord has organized his church so that the right man is always chosen as the next prophet. I know that the 12 apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ with the authority to help direct his church.
Adam was a prophet, first one that we know. In a place called Eden, he helped things to grow. Adam served the Lord by following his ways. We are his descendants in the latter days.
You are listening to Scripture Stories. We have time for another story today. In some of our previous shows, we've talked about temples and the temple ordinances of baptism for the dead, the endowment, and eternal marriage. The next chapter is about the finishing of the Nauvoo Temple and the eagerness of the saints to do as much temple work as possible before they left Nauvoo. Please read along with us in Chapter 59, Endowments Are Performed in the Nauvoo Temple, November 1845 to February 1846.
After the death of Joseph Smith, the saints continued working on the Nauvoo Temple.
The Lord had told them to build the temple, and they wanted to obey him.
The saints did much of this work while they were being persecuted and knew they would soon have to leave Nauvoo.
As each part of the temple was finished, the saints dedicated it and began using that part.
Baptisms for the dead had been performed in the temple since 1841 when the basement was finished.
In November 1845, several of the upstairs rooms were finished
and dedicated for the saints to receive the sacred ordinance of the endowment.
The saints were so eager to receive their temple ordinances that they used the temple day and night.
During the last few weeks before the saints left Nauvoo,
Brigham Young and others gave all their time helping them receive these ordinances.
By the time the saints left, almost 6,000 of them had received their endowments in the Nauvoo Temple.
These ordinances were a great blessing to them as they endured the difficult trials of the following years.
Why did the saints continue to work on the Nauvoo Temple even though they knew they would soon have to leave Nauvoo? Anne?
They wanted to complete the Lord's task for them.
Excellent. Gabe?
The Lord told them to build it and they wanted to obey.
What did the saints do as each part of the temple was finished so they could start using it for ordinances right away? James?
They dedicated it.
That's right. And how many saints had received their temple endowments before they left Nauvoo for the West? Nicole?
Almost 6,000 of them.
Excellent. Why do you think the saints were so eager to receive their ordinances before they left Nauvoo? Anne?
They wanted to be strong as they were journeying west.
Good. James?
It might be a long time before another temple gets built.
The temple ordinances gave the saints spiritual knowledge and strength that helped them endure the challenges they faced on the westward trek and in settling Utah. I am grateful for temples, for the truths we learn, and for the covenants we make with Heavenly Father in them, truths and covenants that give us the strength and knowledge we need to help us face the challenges of life.
Child of God, I've learned this truth.
thank you for joining us today. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Join us next time as we read Chapter 60, The Saints Leave Nauvoo, September 1845 to September 1846. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at mormonchannel.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org. A grown-up can also buy them at your local church distribution center or online at store.lds.org.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
Scripture Stories on the Mormon Channel is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here's just a sample of what you'll learn during next week's program.
The governor suggested they move far away to the west, where they would be away from their enemies and could set up their own government.
Finally, the saints agreed to leave, but they needed time to get ready. The saints needed to get food and clothes for the journey.
See you next week!